Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Turley. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive towards first. Skowron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Keene reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive towards third. Virgil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling bunts towards third. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Howard and he is out, Quebec applying the tag. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turley moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris is hit by the pitch. Kaline moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0 for 1 in the game. Quebec hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling is hit by the pitch. Bunning moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it and throws to second for the out. Bunning moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bunning scores. Virgil moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Turley strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bunning takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 3 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quebec hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Bob Turley. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Hank Bauer. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ina Slaughter now playing right field. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bunning hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 4 in the game. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 3 in the game. McDougald is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.